CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Theodore Ted Stankiewicz of the Department of Biological Sciences, California State University, whose study with his colleagues includes revelations about the skunk, Mephitis mephitis. Now, I have fun to give an unlimited budget to the professor and his colleagues. Now that they've studied this revelation about skunks, where there are lots of predators, the stripes are bold, telling stay away, except for the owl, except for the great winged horned owl. Where they're not predators, I suppose, they're very casual about it. How do the skunks know to convey this to mom? It strikes me as a mystery of evolution, but you've got an unlimited budget, Professor. What do you want next to study?
Well, in my lab, we're really interested in the evolution of defenses as a whole, defenses against predators, so noxious sprays, body armor, spines, quills, those types of things, and in mammals. And what we're really interested in is when animals like skunks have a defense like this, do they perceive fear the same way as animals that don't have a defense? Are they as fearful of predators in their environment? Do they walk around more boldly and more confidently because they know they can back up and turn back most predators? Unlike undefended prey, things that don't have strong defenses will run away immediately and not want to be around a predator and not stand up to it. So what if I had an unlimited budget, I would want to go out and do a lot of behavioral studies looking at how these types of defended animals respond to different types of predators and look at their stress levels, their behavioral effects, and how they respond to different types of predators that might pose different levels of risk, say an owl predator versus a coyote predator.
So a defensive mechanism, once they have it, it's like armor. They're wearing an armor. And do they also experience fear when a predator approaches? Is that the question?
Exactly. Yeah. So imagine people, if you're carrying a gun or wearing Kevlar body armor, do you walk around more confidently in a dangerous area because you have those defenses than if you're walking around in, unarmed? It's the same idea. And I'd like to know if animals are doing the same thing.
Professor Theodore Ted Stankiewicz, Department of Biological Sciences, Cal State University, Long Beach, California, Mephitis mephitis. New respect for the humble striped skunk. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.